It's a startup podcast, conversations with Louisville entrepreneurs. We do it once a week, and I enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy it. I have crossed the threshold on my Stitcher Radio stats of 100 favorites. So I know at least there are 100 of you out there who are enjoying what I'm doing and have indicated that to me, at least in that Stitcher Radio app, which is, of course, where I prefer you to listen to the startup podcast, is where I prefer to listen to things. So download that for your iPhone or your Android or for your Palm device. Oddly enough, I have an HP touchpad, so I'm rocking that old technology, man. This week's guests on the Startup Podcast are Melissa Chipman and Tom Cottingham from Insider Louisville, and they're and the Open Coffee Club, I guess, is what we've what they've deemed this group of people who are getting together every Monday morning at 8:30, and they're talking about the startup scene and just problems and issues and opportunities and community, and it's evidently it's a really cool movement. I have never been to one of these meetings. Everybody is invited. It's kind of an open thing. And we talk a lot about that and how people can get involved. But Melissa has an interesting background as a blogger, as she blogs and tweets as Louieville, Louieville. And Tom has a pretty varied business background of his own, so he brings a lot to the table for these guys. We speak specifically about the niche that they're trying to fill and the problems they're trying to solve and what the goal of this movement is and how Insider Louisville fits into that. They've been making some waves as a blog and a news source here in the past couple of years, and they've had an infusion of money and people, and they have some pretty interesting initiatives. And I'm a media guy, so I recognize the vacuums of certain types that are being left in Louisville media. Podcasting, hello, trying to fill that local niche. So anyway, it's an interesting conversation. I think you're going to enjoy it. I came across something this week. It's a new sort of community social network type thing called Kumbuya, Kumbuya. It's a startup out of Chicago, and it's a kind of a neat concept where you can build these little communities, and it's collaborative, and everybody can share, and you can post links, and you can talk about this thing and that thing. And so I started a tribe called Louisville Startups, and I invite you to go to kumbuya.com, Kumbuya, do a search for Louisville Startups, and join that tribe, and let's just see if we can build some sort of online community where everybody gathers in and shares things of interest, and we can create a little group there. I think it's really interesting. A couple of housekeeping notes. It's just a couple weeks from now, so it's no big deal. I am not going to post a podcast on December 25th. It's Christmas Day. I plan on taking some time with my family that week, so mark your calendar. I know you are. And of course, I'm always looking for guests, so feel free to contact me on Twitter at Dan Vonderhyde. You can email me, startup@podcrunch.com. And here's something else. If you have an idea for a podcast you might want to host, I love podcasting. I love the concept of it. I love the production of it. I love the potential of it. And I want to talk to people who are interested in podcasting about a topic that they are passionate about. That's what's going to carry it. Specifically, if it has something to do with Louisville, local stuff, local podcasting, I think has a bright future. So if you're interested in doing that, please drop me a line at Dan Vonderhyde on Twitter or startup@podcrunch.com. Here we go with Melissa and Tom from Insider Louisville. All right. Dirty joke of the day. No, I'm waiting for you to tell me. I don't have any.
Melissa has tons of them, but she doesn't ever tell us.
That's right. I'm a
closet.
I have, yeah, my three children. I can't tell dirty jokes around the table. I try to keep them clean. But okay. Welcome to...
Turn off your cell phones.
Okay.
The
biscuits are done.
That's
all right.
The biscuits are done.
Welcome to the studios, I guess. There's sort of a movement going on in Louisville. I think you guys, obviously you've picked up on this. And you guys, it seems from what I'm reading, you guys are trying to organize this movement or make some sense of it. Is that accurate?
I think organize may not be. Yeah, it's more make sense out of it. I think.
Okay.
It's where can we leverage the knowledge base of all these people and the other resources in the city to keep this effort of entrepreneurship moving forward.
What's the, just give me the overview of what's gone on so far and if there's an end goal in place at this point. I mean, you're still early in this initiative.
Well, we've had four.
Yeah.
Four, yeah. About,
like, where did it come from and what's happened?
Melissa can answer that.
About 5 weeks ago, a startup entrepreneur named Brad Feld came and spoke at the Kentucky Center. He also spoke in Lexington. And he was speaking about how to build a stronger, more vibrant startup community in any town, USA. But specifically, of course, he was talking to a room full of people who are eager to create a kind of more vibrant and supportive startup community in Louisville. And one of the ideas that Brad Feld put out there was that it would be great if we could all meet in a very casual, open sort of way on a regular basis, have something that's predictable and regular to connect people like entrepreneurs with people who are, you know, perhaps capitalists or venture capitalists or investors, people who can, you know, support the startup community. So we wrote an article about that and mentioned Brad Feld's
Insider
Louisville.
Okay, plug. It's fine.
We here at Insider Louisville.
Yeah, you guys are working at it. So.
Yes. We wrote an article about it, and we featured this the suggestion of Brad Feld's and, you know, a couple of Twitter conversations later, and we had maybe four or five people lined up to meet the following Monday at Please and Thank You just for a cup of coffee. And
okay.
By the time
a lot of things start over coffee.
Yes. And yeah. By the time that that Monday morning rolled around, we had something like 16 or 17 people.
At least, yeah.
And we had to move the event to the Inside of Louisville headquarters. And that was the start of what's become a weekly open coffee at 8:30 in the morning on every Monday.
And you, what's the hashtag that people follow?
Is hashtag it? Open Coffee Lou.
Open Coffee Lou. So you settled on that.
We settled on that this week, 4 weeks later.
Startup therapy or something like that. So, all right. So 4 weeks later, how many people were at the last meeting?
19.
That's strong.
It's new faces and returners. We had like five new faces this time.
And it's not vendors, right? So, you know, the feeders have not yet started coming to this thing. It's really people that are in the trenches building companies. And that's exclusively for those kind of people right now.
All right. Well, what's the the end goal? Is there some formal organization coming along, or are you even thought?
No, I mean, this is entrepreneurs, so they bridle at the sense of a formal organization, right?
Yeah. Well.
So organized.
Until the lawyers get
involved. Right. Well, and we have lawyers coming in 2 weeks.
That didn't take long.
No, it didn't. No, well,
everything's going to hell in a handbasket already.
So that's a classic example, right? So we get together with these entrepreneurs, and I think if there's an end goal, it is to do anything we can to enhance the ecosystem for entrepreneurs, right? So that's the VCs, the attorneys, the entrepreneurs themselves, right? It's this whole ecosystem, and we're really just a group of people who are sort of like-minded in the sense that we're all interested in entrepreneurship. Some have experience. You know, I've done this for a long time. Other people are doing their very first startup. And, you know, what I found is that the mistakes that entrepreneurs make are kind of predictable. It really doesn't really matter what company.
Somebody should write a book about that.
Well,
maybe list them out.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So, you know, if you can help people avoid those obvious mistakes, that's a huge step forward. And so Monday we asked people if they wanted to talk to attorneys. And since no one has any money, any opportunity to talk to attorneys for free is awesome.
Right. Yeah.
And so we called Wyatt, and Wyatt said, sure, you know, we'd love to come and talk to people. And so we hope to do that kind of thing. A lot of it is problem solving among ourselves.
Well, with some of the organizations around town, and I've listed out like Venture Connectors, Enterprise, Ted Smith and the Government, even something loose and informal like the Startup Drinks thing. I've been to one of those.
Right.
Fun. Very loose thing. Is there a niche that you guys are trying to fill that these guys aren't trying to fill?
One for sure is that we're trying to get very practical. Right. So, I mean, we want to come up with actionable things. So whether that's a specific question you have.
That sounds organized.
No. It's purposeful.
Okay. All right. Draw that line.
Right. So, I mean, that's one goal. Networking is clearly another. You know, the people who are entrepreneurs today, and I was saying this to the group on Monday, the companies that they're working on today may or may not be successful. But most of the people that were in that room on Monday will be doing a startup 5 years from now.
Okay.
So it may not be the startup they're doing now. Right. It may
be
a different
one. They're wired to do that sort of
thing. Wired to do that. And so this group of people, they're all going to get to know each other over the years if they stick at it, and they will.
Okay.
The nice thing about, you know, open coffee as opposed to like startup drinks or some of the more networking type of environments is that it is a kind of controlled environment. We don't talk over each other. We listen to each other. It's a very, you know, one person talks at a time. So people do get their problems solved, and it doesn't become sort of cliquish and, you know, where people are only talking to, like, you know, the people who are interested in the same sort of things. We're all listening to everybody. Now, afterwards, people can stay in the offices, you know,
and they
another
do,
hour
right,
and a
yeah.
half or so. And
you get any writing done?
It's on Mondays. It's tough.
Okay.
On Mondays, it's very tough.
All right. So, where does Insider Louisville fit in all this? Is this office?
Well, I mean, we fit into it because it all started because of the article that Melissa wrote.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And then where we fit into it in a broader context is we're providing a facility. And, I mean, we're just a little bit of glue.
Okay.
I mean, that's really it. No, I mean, we don't have an agenda. I mean, we're interested in what's going on in the business community because Insider Louisville covers that
it.
Editorially.
Yeah, you guys have been doing a great job.
We're very interested in the startup side of things. We're located in Nulu, so, I mean, that's sort of the ocean in which we are swimming. Mm-hmm. But really, we're just a little bit of glue.
But you're very much a startup yourself. I mean, it hasn't been around that long, has it?
No, this is kind of eat your own dog food kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we are totally startup.
Yeah.
We're raising money and hiring people. I mean, we're dealing with all the same.
Tell me the story. I want to know what's up with that. If you're okay to talk about it.
I mean, you know, generally Terry Boyd started Insider Louisville about 2 years ago. He had come from Business First and ran Insider on, you know, a shoestring, and he was trying to prove the concept, as we say, and got to the point where he had
the concept of
a daily online, locally oriented news site.
News. Okay.
And
lots of culture stuff out there.
Yeah, and we cover culture as well. But news was really what Terry was after. And even more importantly, sort of business and then government news.
Okay.
I would say politics, but it's not really about politics, right? It's more about where we are.
Yeah.
It's more about government and governance. So anyway, Terry did this, put together contributors, worked, you know, like all entrepreneurs do, 24/7 for a couple of years. And decided he wanted to grow it. I've been in media all my life, more or less, and got involved. And the idea is, you know, to raise some more money and take Insider to the next level. There's certainly a vacuum in local coverage right now.
No doubt.
Except for sports. And clearly that vacuum is going to be filled by somebody who's delivering electronic information.
Yeah.
So we hope to fill it.
And you came in as part of this.
Yeah,
Insider Louisville.
In September.
Okay.
I started off as a freelancer for them, and my first kind of major assignment for Insider Louisville was to cover Startup Weekend.
Which was awesome.
September. So
that's a whole other podcast.
Yeah.
Totally dropped the ball on that. I had some prior commitment that weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Melissa's story about this is great, actually.
Well, let's go.
It was fantastic. I had signed up on my own. I had paid the, you know, $100 or whatever, just because I had quit my job as a teacher and decided that I was going to do something else, and I wanted it to involve writing. And I don't know, just the idea of going to Startup Weekend, it sounded like a game, you know, kind of competitive, and so I signed up. And then I had met with the Boyds about something else, and I said, well, you know, I'm going to Startup Weekend. Do you want me to cover this? And they said, yeah, sure, that sounds great. And so every day I would go to Startup Weekend, and I'd come home at like midnight, and I'd be up until 2:30 writing my recap of it. And so I did a series of four articles for them. I showed up on day one and was the only woman in the room.
Hmm.
Not just of the participants, but of the mentors, of the speakers, of the judges. I was the only woman of probably about, you know, all involved, probably like 55, 60 people. So it was a really, really good crowd. Very enthusiastic, very dynamic people. I ended up on the smallest team, and we won.
Which is so great, right? So,
and that's City Anchor, right?
That was City Anchor, okay. Yes. And as you know, I'm writing these daily posts from Startup Weekend. I'm getting closer and closer to this idea that, you know, maybe we're going to win this thing, and at the end we won it. And I really think, I mean, I think Terry Boyd just kind of looked at that and said, well, okay, maybe she should come work for us.
That's great.
So that's how I ended up getting my job.
Okay. What are the sort of the big issues that you guys are looking at? Getting back to the, I should have written that hashtag down. You don't have a formal name for the organization.
We don't.
No.
Okay, so you're seeking that, or you're just...
You know, we're almost getting comfortable not having
one. We're kind of having fun with not having
one. Right, right, right.
But Open Coffee Lou is the hashtag.
Open Coffee Lou. Well, let's write that down. what are the issues that you're really looking at that you guys are talking about?
Well, very specifically, the issues that we're dealing with right now, one of the issues is talent. A company called Impulsity got a lot of attention here in Louisville.
Sure.
Right. Went to Cincinnati.
Right.
That was a catalyst for a conversation because of what Hunter was saying, that there's not enough tech talent in town. And actually, that's a topic about which there's some disagreement, right?
Right.
And that led to the broader discussion of, well, you know, do we have enough talent in Louisville to really move into this, you know, the next generation of business? This connected, you know, social media, wired, mobile business paradigm.
Media.
Movie and media.
Yeah, sure.
And really everything's media, really.
Right.
Right now. So then the issue becomes, well, if we need tech talent, and I think this is what I meant by getting practical. Okay, so we can sit around and we could all go to a bar and have beers and just talk about the fact that there's not enough tech talent and all leave feeling like we'd agreed on that, right? Which is how most of these things end up, right?
We should be feeling good.
And right, we'd be feeling good. Or we can say, specifically, what do we need? Okay, so do we need Ruby on Rails programmers? How many do we need? How do we go find them? Let's go or make them.
Right.
And then let's go do it. We need 50? All right, let's go find 50. You know, let's get very specific. Do we need social media marketing people? I mean, I don't know. Do we? So let's find out. If we do, let's make them. If we can't make them, let's go buy them, right? Let's recruit them from somewhere else. But
so you're recognizing the vacuums.
But the specific ones.
In the, what would we call it, environment or?
The ecosystem.
Ecosystem. That's
right.
What I'm looking for.
And so, you know, and so maybe sometimes you go to Ted Smith and say, Ted, what's the city doing? Or we have an idea for something the city could do. Or you go to U of L. Or you go to people in the group and say, you know, how do we do this? How do we develop this kind of talent? So that's a specific thing. We talked very specific, not very specifically, but brought up the issue of how you structure deals. Okay, so I mean, so this gives you kind of an interesting idea of the range. So on one hand, we're interested in the city of Louisville. How does a city, kind of independent of anybody's individual businesses, how do we help the city become a better city for entrepreneurs? Okay. That's one goal. Then the other goal is, how do I help my business that I'm working on, right?
What's in it for me?
Well, and so those issues oftentimes revolve around raising money, right? And raising money has a lot of components to it. Structures are a huge one. And it's one that I find a lot of entrepreneurs don't really think about. So we talked briefly about the importance of structure of a deal, which led to a conversation about attorneys, which got us on the phone to Wyatt, and now we're bringing attorneys in to talk about stuff like structure, right?
Okay.
So there's, I think those are two really interesting examples of where we are. One hand, we're looking at the city and the region, and we're talking, you know, so the region, we've now established relationships with Lexington. They have a similar group there.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so... And Melissa went to Lexington and met with them. And I don't know, you want to say anything about what they're doing there at the?
Yeah, Awesome Inc. is the kind of tech startup.
Follow them on Twitter.
Do you? Yeah.
I do.
And you know, they're really proactive about bringing in speakers and having events. They, for example, just this 2 weekends ago had their 5th startup weekend.
Okay.
And so we're only at 1. So we have some, you know, we have a blueprint to follow. From what they're doing,
but you're not a Louisville native, right?
No,
you're from I was everywhere?
Born and raised in New England, but I moved here after Katrina from New Orleans.
Okay. So were you a startup-involved person in New Orleans at all?
No. I've been an English teacher for the past 12 years. This is my first.
I mean, that's why it was so funny that Melissa went to Startup Weekend, A, on her own.
Yeah.
She wasn't, like, starting a business. I mean, you've got your podcast.
Yeah, and I'll blog. Plug it.
So she wanders into Startup Weekend kind of like, I'm going to check this out. Then ends up getting on the team, on a team, gets selected actually.
Yeah, I mean,
someone
now the CEO
plucked her out of
City Anchor. Nice.
And then her team won, right? So I mean, that was kind of a fun story, I thought.
Okay, well now kids don't know how to use apostrophes, so thank you for quitting.
Right, or spell.
We'll talk about Hester Prynne later.
Right.
I don't know, whatever it is. I don't know what level you were teaching at, but
she knows Hester.
All right, okay. Talent and structure of a deal, and those are the two biggies that you're.
I mean, those were just two specifics that we talked about. I mean, the overreaching big issue is how do you make Louisville a more entrepreneurial city? So in 1984, Doug Cobb and I started the Cobb Group, and that was kind of novel at the time, right? And then Doug went on to merge the chamber and start GLI and spent, you know, the better part of, I don't know, a decade or a little less kind of evangelizing the concept of entrepreneurship. And I think he did a really good job, right? And so the town kind of got to understand what this all meant. And then Chrysalis was started.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're moving into a whole new phase, right? So back when we were starting companies in the 80s, if you were going to really start a company, it required a lot of money just to get started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We set up moving day for Insider Louisville, and everybody shows up with their tablet and their cell phone, and we all stand around and we go, "We're done."
Yeah.
I mean, it's no. Let's figure out. Right. You know, we got to network the offices. We got to go buy a server. We got. I mean, it's
sure.
Like we're all on the cloud. We've all got a smartphone. We've all got a laptop.
I don't even know if we have letterhead.
You don't
because
need it, right?
You would
I mean,
have
right.
To think about. I mean, that's sort of jokey, but
it's,
you know.
It's absolutely what the, you know. Multiply that times 100, right? And those
yeah.
were all the little things you had to do. And so
they gave me a box of business cards. I put it in my desk. I never looked.
Right,
at it.
Right. The barrier. So the barrier to entry of starting a business has gotten a lot lower.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Well, and even the type of business that people can start.
Well, and then you talk about the types of businesses and how that impacts the workforce that you need. Right. So in 1954, 50 years ago, GE Appliance Park, they were the be all end all, not just in Louisville, in the world. Right. It was state of the art. There was no better facility anywhere else. Right. But the kind of a workforce that you needed to work, the 10,000 people who worked there, mm-hmm. right, had different skills than the kind of people you need now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an issue. And how do we, that's part of the ecosystem issue, right? So how does Louisville, how do our public schools, how do our universities, how do our junior colleges, how do all of these educational institutions, and how does our community start preparing people to think entrepreneurially?
I guess recognizing the vacuums is step one.
Huge.
Yeah. So, and is those two things, is that sort of in the same breath, recognizing the same elements that are hindering us? And it's come up on this in past episodes about an incubator. Do we need an incubator? Do we need somebody who's going to – Cincinnati has gotten tons of pumpitude mm-hmm. about that and attracted Impulsity up there, and there they go. They're in Cincinnati. So is that one of the things that's hindering us?
I spent an afternoon in Cincinnati at the Brandery a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not convinced that it's the Brandery itself that is actually doing – what we think it's doing. I think it's the raising of the profiles of the entrepreneurs who are incubated or accelerated by the Brandery.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Brandery just has really, really good PR.
Because they're good at branding.
Right? Yeah. I mean,
that?
I think it has less to do with like the facility is funky and cool, but it's nowhere near as funky and cool as I thought it was going to be.
Sure. Well, minimalist is very easy to make funky and cool.
Right?
I've never even been there, but
right?
I can't imagine, you know.
But, you know, talking to people like Hunter Hammond and other, you know, Brandery residents or whatever, got this constant feeling that they felt like rock stars, that they felt like, you know, the city of Cincinnati recognized the importance of the Brandery and therefore the importance of these small companies. You know, they go to bars and they get comp drinks or they get, you know, discount drinks.
Oh, my goodness.
They really are. They're kind of like little rock stars. I mean, so, you know, that's been something that really struck me after going to both Lexington and Cincinnati and dealing with people at Awesome Inc. who I think also are doing that sort of rock star thing. Like, how do we elevate some of our star entrepreneurs to, you know, Jim James level? I mean, how do we make them into, you know, figures who are recognized in town?
They have to grow beards.
Yeah, some of them do. Have you seen the startup guys in our community? but yeah, I think raising the profile of these people, I think, you know, to show that they are contributing to the culture of the city.
Well, I would say that that's starting to occur. And because of what you guys are doing, this little thing that I do, you know, I'm trying to get let people tell their story
right,
and what it is they're trying to do. Because I think this is the real news of what's going on in the city, not fires and crime and accidents and the stories you flip on the TV and that's what you hear about
right.
for the most part. So this is the real stuff.
Well, I mean, you know, the Fortune 500 hasn't created a net new job in 50 years. All the new jobs that have been created in America in the last 50 years have been created by now net new jobs have been created by companies that did not exist 50 years ago.
Yeah,
right. So, and it's not small business that creates jobs. It's new business, which generally by definition starts small.
Sure.
Right. So, I mean, if you talk about an economy where unemployment is whatever, you know, depending on where you get your data, but it's high.
Sure.
We see a lot of people who have given up on having someone else create a job for them and have just said, I'm going to go create my own job.
Yeah.
And
be happy.
And be happy.
Yeah.
Right. And I can do it with a smartphone and a laptop. Mm-hmm. Right. And I can go down to the iHub and rent a desk. Right. So there's a lot of little elements. I don't think so. Back to your question about the incubators. Incubator is certainly not a be all end all. There have been incubators here that weren't successful.
Okay.
There are efforts currently underway to launch incubators here in town. So that's not a new idea, but there's another aspect of it, which is, and this came up Monday too, doing this is supposed to be hard.
Well, that's true.
I mean, there are certain hoops you kind of need to jump through.
Well, it's not for everybody too.
Right. And so there's an element of, you don't want it too easy.
Okay.
I mean, it's an odd sort of way to look at it.
Natural
but
selection.
There's actually that's exactly the way to put it.
Yeah.
So I kind of wonder sometimes if the incubators and the rock stars and all this stuff doesn't give people passes when they shouldn't have gotten a pass.
Okay.
As opposed to a bunch of people that show up at 8:30 every Monday morning. Well, I mean, you know, and this is, you know, who are really there to get real information because they got a lot of work to do.
Okay.
I don't know.
What else are we, what's hindering us? Anything else coming to mind? We've exhausted it.
No.
I mean,
from an outsider's perspective, and I don't know if after 6 years I'm still an outsider, but I think we can be defeatist. You know, we have our own. I think we are shooting ourselves in the foot a lot of ways by, you know, that Louisville has not necessarily the best image nationally, and we buy into that even though we know better.
Yeah.
I mean, we live here for a reason.
Sure.
I'm not leaving Louisville for a reason. But I think a lot of people here buy into the hype that we're again part of Kentucky in a backwoodsy stereotypical sort of way.
I would have said we didn't compare notes. I would have said something very, very similar. I think it's the community's attitude about itself, how we look at ourselves.
We just need a big win. Is that
We've had some. We don't celebrate them.
Yeah.
You know, I did this. We did this. We did a post because we're working on talent, talking about Louisville in 1954. Okay, and again, so this Appliance Park thing wasn't completely random. I was just writing about it. But here's what's interesting. Okay, I've been in technology publishing in Louisville since 1984, since the beginning of the PCs. All right, arguably the very first IT manager in the world was in Louisville, Kentucky. Because the very first computer that was not government-owned was installed at GE Appliance Park.
How about that?
That's not part of our mythology. Mm-hmm. So our mythology here...
Well, that's because that computer took up a warehouse.
It did. It weighed 29,000 pounds. But the point is, how did I not know this story?
All right. I get it. I mean, you're right. We have had wins. There's plenty of stuff for us to talk about. There are plenty of positive stories and companies moving here because of this and that, and you know.
But the story of Louisville is bourbon and horses. Still,
well, I mean that is. Hey, look, you can't get away from that being part of the fabric of the city.
I love bourbon and horses, but that's not the story of the city that I live in.
Here's how I've started looking at this. There have been a few revolutions in the history of America, right? One was the westward migration, the first one in the middle of the 1700s. We were the Silicon Valley of the westward migration, right? I mean, we were the leaders in that. The second one was the Industrial Revolution, and the biggest advance in the Industrial Revolution was the steamboat. We were at the forefront of that, right? So, I mean, revolution is our birthright. Right. But we don't think that way. And so then you say, and we had the very first computer that was non-government. I mean, there have been significant things done here. Again, you know, what Humana has done, right? That was started in 1964, right? I mean, as a startup.
Sure.
I mean, Dave Jones and Wendell Cherry had a couple nursing homes, right? And they've reinvented that business at least three times, if not more. And now, you know, look at Louisville and what Humana's impact has done on the healthcare ecosystem here, right? That didn't exist prior to the 1964. So, I mean, there have been wins. It's just we our mythology, like Melissa was saying.
We just need to
Change the story. And so things like what you're doing help do that.
Oh, stop.
There you go.
Is there we've kind of talked about the organization of what you guys are doing and making it a, quote, organization is not something you're focused on doing. So you're not going to assign roles to people. Are there official sort of capacities of, you know, you chair up this committee and you
well,
do this committee
no, I
and
mean,
you be head of talent?
No, we...
They would run screenings in the room if we started talking about committee.
Right. It looks like the city is going to loan us a resource because part of what we need is just a body to help do a lot of follow-up and, you know, a lot of the critical stuff. And so I mentioned this, like, hey, guys, this is really exciting. It looks like Ted Smith may give us, you know, a part-time. And everybody was, not everybody, but there was a lot of skepticism around the room. It's like, oh, well, the city's going to be involved, and now we've got this person, and we're going to have to be accountable. I mean, so I don't think anybody would say even the C-word, committee word.
Mm-mm.
What we might say is, if you're interested, grab a cup of coffee afterwards and stand over there in that corner, and anybody else that's interested may go see you.
Yeah, and certainly that happens almost every week that you know, a small subgroup of the group that met on Monday will get together for lunch on Thursday because they all share an interest in the talent issue or,
In fact, we outsourced. So one of the things that came up was pitch school. All right. So how do you teach entrepreneurs to pitch investors? Because most of them do an unbelievably bad job of it.
Sure.
So I said, okay, I'll teach pitch school. I've done it a million times and I've listened to a million.
You watch Shark Tank and just do everything they do.
Well, right. So what do? So Deborah Boyer contacts Idea Festival and says, hey, would you guys be interested in kind of taking, you know, managing pitch school and making it part of your Idea Fest University, right? So they say yes. So that's a way for us to kind of outsource that, right? So now I'll teach pitch school, but I'll do it working with Idea Festival, and our people can come if they want, and anybody else can come if they want, right? I thought that was a kind of a clever solution to that sort of thing. So we're not going to put on pitch school ourselves and start a committee and do a pitch school committee. You know,
okay.
We've partnered that.
Well, yeah, we're just talking about this, and it's very early. It's the genesis of whatever this movement becomes. So it is kind of hard to put your thumb on it, and you may not want people to put a thumb on it.
Yeah, we'll just see how it evolves, right?
Let's not be defined here. And so it is. I hesitate to even call it an organization.
Right. We're pretty amorphic.
Maybe a movement.
A movement, there you go.
So to speak.
Like Alice's Restaurant.
And how do people, it's Monday mornings, right?
Monday mornings, 8:30.
And that is at?
Right now, it has been at the Insider Louisville International Headquarters, but we're going to try out, we're actually kind of running out of room.
Okay.
Because we share space with Beam Technologies, and anyway, we're running out of room. So we're trying to go to
Gislan.
I don't know. I never remember
how
to pronounce it.
I don't know how to pronounce that either.
I think it's Gislan.
Okay.
It's great.
719, I believe, East Market Street.
719 East Market.
I'm pretty sure.
And what do people bring?
Nothing. Whatever they
just
want.
Thoughts and ears.
Well,
sometimes
actually,
if they want to get in good with us, they bring us donuts.
Right. We do take donuts. And we told people. So one of the things we've asked people to bring are if they've run into resources online or people in town that they think other people in the group might want to avail themselves of to come to show up at the meeting with that resource. So, hey, I read a great article, or you guys should check out this site. So, because, you know.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like a breeding ground for salespeople. That's what you just told me. Hey, here's a great resource. I'm bringing in my promotional product.
Well, but remember what I told you at the beginning. There are no feeder people allowed.
Okay. All right. Salespeople are great. They serve a purpose, but I'm just.
And we'll create a way for them to have access.
I want to be very defined.
Look, one of the.
Supposed to be show up and what they're supposed to do.
One of the issues in media for guys like you and me that have been doing this for a while is that the media landscape has changed where anybody can put anything out there, right? So now the issue is how do I vet, right, what's out there? How do I know what's good? And these guys, by definition, are super, super, super busy. They don't have a lot of time. And so if someone else can come in and say, look, I was chasing this thing down and I finally found the answer and here's the answer, everybody is very grateful. So it's more that kind of stuff.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
And when we say we're bringing in lawyers, they're not there to solicit clients. They're there to
answer questions.
To answer questions. Okay. I think anybody who showed up who wanted to sell people insurance or, you know, whatever, I think they'd be freezed out pretty quickly.
Yeah, right.
Because we don't, that's not what anybody's there for.
Hey, English teacher, wouldn't that be frozen out?
Yes, you
ooh,
would.
Ooh, see, man.
5 months out of the job, I'm already.
Working with a bunch of cretins in daily journalism,
right.
And she's forgotten.
I'm my mother's son. I can't let that stuff go. It's crazy. Drive everybody nuts. Okay, 8:30
Monday mornings.
For the time being at
Geese Lawn,
and follow the hashtag.
Yeah, follow the hashtag and we'll
keep
you posted.
Open Coffee Lou. Is it? Do somebody live blog that thing or is it?
No, that's just how we talk to each other on Twitter.
Okay.
But every Monday afternoon, I post a recap of what happened.
Okay.
On Inside of Louisville, and I usually put where we're going to be next week, so you can always check that out too.
If somebody has an individual question for one of you two guys, how do we get a hold of you?
Melissa@insiderlouisville.com.
Okay. Tom at insiderlouisville.com.
Good.
Thank you for shedding some light on the movement.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.